Well, here we are. Only this time, I am not alone. I've got a guest, and I cannot wait for you to meet them. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Market Your Biz Better podcast with my mom, Deb LaFlamme. She created this podcast for biz owners like you who could use a little help in the marketing department. I've heard her on calls, and she's pretty good at what she does. Don't be embarrassed. My mom says you can't be an expert at everything, and between us, the more you need her support, the more Netflix I get to watch. My mom knows you are busy running your biz, and that's why most of her episodes will be a quick tip you can do right away. Sometimes she meets talented people and she'll get really excited about them and how they can help you, and will invite them on as a guest. My mom is standing over me, ready to get this podcast episode started. Thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody. I am here today with an interview, a casual conversation for the Market Your Biz Better podcast. Actually, one that I've been waiting to have because I really wanted to share this person with you. And I know you guys know that when I love people and I love what they do and what they're bringing to the table, I want nothing more than to share them with you. And so I'd like to introduce my guest, who is Young Pratt. She is the chief dreamer and change maker over at our Young Creators. And I was lucky enough to meet Young through a group. It's the Entrepreneurial Parents Movement, hosted by the one and only Renee Rebar. I believe that's where we met. Is that right, Young?
That is right, yes. And we became fast friends.
Yes, fast friends, because I believe that you and I have a very similar mission, and we're going to get into that in a minute. But I want to just tell everyone for a moment why I wanted you as a guest, because I think their earbuds are going to be on fire in a minute when we get into our conversation. A month ago, you started talking, and I started listening to podcasting tips that you were giving to people in the groups that we were in, and the how easy you made it sound. And honestly, you heard me loud and clear. You heard that I needed another way to share my voice and to share my message. And one of the things that I struggle with is writing. And I just want to say, and the reason you are my first casual conversation is because you are the reason that my podcast, the Market Your Biz Better podcast, actually happened. You, Young, made it easy for me to take the small steps I needed to take to have my voice heard by more. So from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for inspiring me to take action in my business. And so I'd like to welcome you as my first casual conversation on the Market Your Biz Better podcast. Welcome, Young. I'm so glad you're here.
Deb, I am thrilled to be here, and I'm standing here with goosebumps on my arms because the story you shared after taking action on what I was sharing brings so much joy to me. And I know that, you know, it's been a long road to get to this day. However, I know exactly that I'm in the right place at the right time, serving amazing people like you to share your message in a bigger way. So thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly, like I said, I've been waiting for the right time to speak with you, to interview you, to have this casual conversation, because I know how you've inspired me. I know how you make me feel, you know, and I am someone who's in the marketing wheelhouse, but I didn't think it was going to be easy. It was one of the things that I struggled with. So before we get into the who, the what, the why, would you do me a favor, please, and tell my listeners about you and about your biz?
Absolutely. So my business journey started 17 years ago. I opened a brick and mortar performing arts school, and that's what I've been doing until very recently. We have some classes still going on in that arena. However, last fall, I went on a mission, on a crusade. I needed to replace my virtual assistant and started pondering the question, I wonder what would happen or if I could teach my kids to do all the same tasks that my virtual assistant was doing. So we set out on a journey. My 11-year-old was the first one to hop aboard this train. And we started doing things like learning how to put together a blog post, learning how to build a website, learning how to create graphics for social media, learning how to share videos over on YouTube. And what I discovered is that kids are often the most underutilized asset a business owner can have, because these kids are so willing to jump in and contribute in a meaningful way and share their own voice and their talents. And now, as we evolved and shifted into Our Young Creators January 1, it's now my greatest pleasure to be able to help families take this journey together so that they can start using technology as a tool for bonding and not so much for bickering, and really as a tool to help kids and families turn a lot of their consumption time across their devices into a time when they can learn to create and share, create memories together that are going to last beyond our lifetime.
Yeah, no, I mean, watching this evolve, so I know that we met each other and this was just in the beginning stages, and I'm not even sure you knew where it was heading. Is that right?
When I first did this, I didn't. I just knew that I had this passion for technology, which as a creative, that doesn't usually, it's not usually a good partnership. But for me, there's just something about technology and seeing it from the eye of a creator and a creative that really led me to wanting to walk down that road. And then I took a look at my love for kids and put them together and really wanted to see what would happen if we started giving kids these amazing skills that are normally reserved for adults and bring them into this online space to show them the possibilities of what they could create with their own lives and ways that they could start to stand center stage and share their own voice. Because honestly, I was that super shy kid who never raised their hand. I didn't like to be called on. You know, even as I was opening my business years ago, I wouldn't be the person to stand center stage and even MC my show. I was always hiding behind that fact. So I want to make sure, because I have an 11-year-old and a 14-year-old, that the greatest gift that I can give them is the ability for them to stand confidently in who they are and take center stage where they are meant to stand. And that's what I want to help families do today.
Yeah, you've helped me do that with my 14-year-old. You know, she does the intro for the Market Your Biz Better podcast, which I never would have thought of. And I know you and I have done Facebook Live side by side. We've done calls together, and you just inspired me to like even ask her. It was something as so simple as, would you like to help me with my podcast? Would you like to do the introduction to my podcast, right? And it was something we wrote the script together. She added in the little Netflix bit. You know, it was really fun. And again, it was something I never thought of. So I want to say, Young, that I see you as being more than a teacher, more than a tech coach, a technology coach, but I like to call you like the guide. Like, you're guiding us on this business journey with these tools, giving us suggestions that maybe we never thought of as moms or dads in business, and including, I never would have thought really to include my daughters in my business. It's just, it was my business, but why can't it be a family business, right?
And it changes everything, because all of a sudden your kids go from a place of seeing mom do her business and maybe being inspired to take that road to being able to see what you do and and recognize what you're offering to the world and getting excited about creating side by side with you. Because again, something that I wanted to create for myself was to get rid of the mom guilt. Yeah. That guilt we have of, I need to spend time on my business to help build it. but I also need to grow and raise these kids properly. Mm-hmm. How can I simplify things and bring everything together on one page? So literally now I love being able to work with my kids. And now even my 14-year-old is really, you know, wanting to get into the game and start to take over things like my website and my mm-hmm. Pinterest page, because that's where her wheelhouse is. And yep. you know, I want to be able to showcase her talents, because honestly, as a business owner and a mom, we cannot be all things to all people. Mm. So I'll be the first to admit that I am lazy when it comes to being an entrepreneur. I don't like complicated. I don't like things that are hard, because if they're hard, I'm not going to do them. Mm-hmm. So my thing is to make things as simple as possible. And what could be simpler than sitting next to your kid, laughing, having a good time, creating memories, bonding, and then building this business together.
Mm-hmm. You definitely make being an entrepreneur look fun and easy. No, really, you do. It's funny because I'm just in awe over the last year, the number of people that I've met that I thought I would connect with and, you know, did, and thought I would connect with and really did, like you. Like a lot of our mindset for business is very parallel, you and I. So it's beyond, it's funny. We have a lot of things in common. We both have red hair. We both love to talk and teach. We both have two daughters. I mean, there's probably a lot more that we haven't even come up with, but I have to ask you, you said that like you're a lazy business entrepreneur, right? So I have a question. So some of my questions that I ask all of my, my interviewees is, do you have a love or hate relationship with marketing?
I love marketing. Marketing to me represents opportunity. It represents possibility. It represents relationships that can be mm-hmm. cultivated over time.
Yep.
And for a while there though, I mean, in the beginning stages of my business, 17 years ago, I knew nothing about marketing. I mm-hmm. had to self, you know, I was self-taught for a lot of things, and then thankfully started finding the right mentors who would guide me and teach me. And you know, you are one of those mentors who made marketing so easy. And now I get to use that every day and share those principles I've learned from you and so many mm-hmm. others with mm-hmm. all the families that we serve.
Yeah, it does. It is that easy piece is something that's a lot of work to get to, right? Like I know, even 9 months ago, 10 months ago, everything was hard. And I'm a marketing coach. I'm a business marketing coach. But sometimes there are components that you just go up against. And so I think the more we can remind ourselves that it doesn't have to be hard. And I think what we were talking about before we started recording was the more you love your biz, the more your biz loves you back. And so how do you get to the point of waking up every day? And like, what was the change for you that let you love your biz? Like, what was it that you were like, yep, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be? I mean, you've been on this journey a long time. What was that moment for you? What support or what download or what conversation did you have? Like, what happened in your entrepreneurial journey that said, yep, this is it?
So I have to say that there have been several points in this 17-year journey into right. being an entrepreneur that, you know, there's always going to be ups and downs. And we have to know that going in, that there's going to be some times where it gets harder. And if we're on the right path, the path will get easier, right? As we start getting more in alignment with who we are and what we serve, who we serve and what we offer to the world, that's when magic really starts to happen. And for me, looking back at this long journey, it's those times when I set an intention and thought it was possible. Yes. I just asked a question, thought it was possible, didn't think I couldn't do it. And that's a hard place to get to, I understand. Mm-hmm. However, you know, I did a live video today all about how quickly can change happen. And honestly, a life can change in an instant.
Yes.
And for me, when at the beginning of this year, when I made the conscious choice that I finally said, you know what? I am tired of playing small. I've been a business owner for 17 years and I feel like I haven't really gotten traction. Mm-hmm. Looking back now though, those 17 years got me to where I am today. So I'm so grateful for that journey.
Yes.
However, it's different now because things are in alignment. So I feel like I wake up every day with so much energy and so much enthusiasm, because if the journey that my kids and I walk on can inspire one other family to do the same thing and they get to spend more time together, then this journey is all worth it. And so being able to really just change my thought process and my belief, thinking that it's possible. Like, why not? Well, why not? Right. Why don't we empower these kids? Because these kids are going to be the future and they're going to be the leaders when we're elderly. And I want to make sure that they are well equipped with, you know, great integrity and great skills and, you know, are great at cultivating relationships and serving other people.
And, you know, it's funny because it's contagious when you talk like that. I mean, any time that you are able to get in front of your audience and talk about how you make that intention, and your intention is that, you know, you said one family, but I know from watching you and experiencing what you're teaching and talking to some of my clients who watch you as well, who I've been fortunate to introduce you to them, even in my Facebook groups, I can see the numbers of people that you are changing, like the numbers of people. And I mean, like, yes, you want just one, but you are changing the way people feel about a couple of things. And I want to address all of them: technology, marketing, starting a podcast, working with your family. And I want to ask you, Young, because I think this is really an important piece about the intentions, is where do you get your inspiration from? Like, where do you get your best ideas, or what inspires you most? Because I think people are always looking for that inspiration piece. I know in my Love Your Biz map, one of the components is in fact inspiration. So I want to know, where do you get your best ideas from?
Well, I think for me, it changes sometimes by the day or sometimes by the hour. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we're going to face challenges in our businesses where we hit this wall and think, okay, what's happening next? I'm feeling like I'm at a standstill. Things are not progressing. Things are not moving forward. And I know now, after lots and lots of years of not doing this, that when I get to a point where I feel like it's just, I'm at my wit's end, yep, I have to walk away. I have to go do something else. And most of the time I will go outside and enjoy the weather, no matter mm-hmm. what it is. And then, you know, be surrounded by our animals. We love our animals around here. And so I will grab the cat and put her on my lap, or I'll grab the dog and he'll cuddle up next to me. And I can just sit and be and not mm-hmm. think about anything else and just be in the moment. And it's usually in those still quiet moments that all of a sudden there's this renewal of energy and I can get back to task. And that solution I was searching for automatically or magically kind of appears. It was always there.
Yeah, it was always there. That's right. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Just like Dorothy, it was always there. You always had the power within you. And Lord knows animal therapy is like no other. But next to being in the woods and in nature, there's something about having animals around you, animals that, you know, love you and trust you. And it is pretty powerful.
Yeah. And for me also, you know, because I'm a dancer, being in motion really mm-hmm. helps me to start processing things too. So if I am sitting, I'll need to stand and change my state and change my physicality. And mm-hmm. that often helps as well.
Yes. I love that. Actually, making sure that the audience is hearing you loud and clear is be really aware of your surroundings and your physical state as well as your mental state. I think that's been a huge game changer for me in just getting really clear on what I want for myself and for my business.
Absolutely.
I love that. Okay, great. So tell me, what would your top tip be for my audience to help them market their business better? What is something that is like your superpower or your big marketing takeaway tip that you can share that's worked for you, or shortcut, or someone to follow, anything?
It's so funny because I get asked this question a lot, especially when it comes to podcasting.
Okay, good.
Is there like a secret, like, ninja hack? Because it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And so this is something that I discovered several years ago, and it's this idea of repurposing.
Yeah.
You know, as a content creator, it's I'm in my happy place when I get to create things, when I'm creating courses, or if I'm creating a workbook. I love being in that place. However, on the other side, as a marketer, if I'm not taking time intentionally and carving out space to share that with people, then I'm doing everyone a huge disservice.
Yeah.
So this is my greatest tip. And this is how I know that you started your podcast as well. And it's this notion of every week, carve out 5, 10, 15 minutes, a small chunk of time. We all have those little pockets of time.
Mm-hmm.
In that time, I want you to be really intentional. I want you to go live on Facebook. If you can start there, that would be great. Talk to your audience about something. Once that video is live, I have some tools in my toolkit that I use every day that can take that singular piece of content and turn it into multiple things on multiple platforms. Mm-hmm. So here's what I want to say, and here's where I get really lazy. I don't want to work too hard. I did that for so long and it didn't work. I know that when I create content, I need to be able to share it on lots of different platforms because some people like to listen to a podcast.
Yes.
Some people like to read a blog post. Mm-hmm. Some people like to watch a video. Mm-hmm. And I know that I need to be able to put my message in those places in the easiest manner possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so by being intentional with one piece of content, creating multiple pieces from that one, all of a sudden now, when someone new comes to you and you can say, hey, tune into podcast number 3, I dive into this, or go over to my website and check out this video where I talk about this. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, my one video a week compounds, and all of a sudden, I have hundreds, if not thousands, of pieces of information.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't been overwhelming because I took one step once a week to create one video, and from one video, we can create so many things. And that is my super secret tip, because when I discovered this magic of repurposing, the doors and windows and everything lit up, because all of a sudden I thought, oh my gosh, I spent all my time worrying about how do I do this? How do I download this? How do I upload this? It takes so long. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing what I love because I'm doing this blah stuff.
Yes, that's right. So that's the thing that I'm so glad you're sharing that, because the reason people think it's hard or they're not good at it isn't because it's really hard or they're not good at it. It's because it's overwhelming and it takes time. And everyone says, I don't have enough time. And you and I both know, Young, we both equally have the exact same time in the day.
Absolutely. And again, it's about starting with that intention, knowing consistency is tricky sometimes, especially as a creative and people who like to talk to people and connect. You know, we have to just be able to say, okay, I can commit to every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. I have 5 minutes before I start creating something. I'm going to use those 5 minutes to go live, because when I go live, all of a sudden my one singular video can be pushed out to, you know, all these different platforms. And that's what I do every week.
Yeah.
I go live on my Facebook page. I have a couple tools that I use that push things out to YouTube. It goes automatically to my website, and it goes to 50 different television stations, all with one video.
That's amazing.
Yeah. My mind is always blown when I think that people aren't using this one tool, because when you're not investing in your business and you're not finding the resources you need to make your job easier so you can focus on what you love, it does become really hard.
Yep. Right. But the fact is that they get stuck, right? We all get stuck and we're like, it's too much time. It's too much work. But luckily I have you in my life, and now I'm sharing you with all of my listeners so that you can help us and help so many more people figure out ways to get rid of the overwhelm and to stop being stuck. And honestly, stop using that I don't have enough time as an excuse for not moving forward.
Right. And absolutely, it's an excuse. And that excuse is something that lives between our ears every day. And that little voice is telling us, it is making excuses, or we don't have time, or we're scared, or we don't have the resources. But yeah. Once we start letting go of that and don't worry so much about the how and focus on the doing it part, that's again where things start to magically happen and things start appearing and opportunities are opened up to you because you've let go of the yuck and you're embracing the joyful parts of your business. And that, my friends, is absolutely the best place to be.
Yep. I love that. I love that. And so I'm so excited because I'm going to, in the show notes, I'm going to share all of the resources that we mentioned today, any links that Yong has to help us get over the overwhelm and the yuck in getting started. And repurposing should be Yong's middle name because she has shared with me, you know, these tips and ninja tricks. Really, it's a superpower to be able to take one piece of content and turn it into, you know, 60, if you think of all the TV stations too. So with that said, Yong, I'd love for you to share with me and my audience, what is happening in your business and where we can find you?
Sure. So many things are happening right now. We are actually in the middle of our Becoming a Podcast Family course, and we are going to be opening the doors to our summer session in just a few weeks. So if you're someone listening who has a message, you're getting bogged down in the how to do things, and you just want to share, we would be absolutely honored to walk the journey with you and show you how simple sharing your message can be with a podcast.
Yes. And I can vouch for her teaching skills are like no other. You really break things down and show everybody truly how easy it is. And on everyone has a story. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a business story. I know some of my listeners are not entrepreneurs. That's okay. Everyone has a story. And when we hide and we don't share our story, we're actually doing everyone else a disservice because you do have a gift that someone needs to hear and you're going to help people by sharing your story. So yeah. Where can we find you?
So you can find me over on Facebook. We are at Our Yong Creators, and that's where you can find us on the website as well, ouryoungcreators.com.
Great.
And I hang out over on Instagram now at young.pratt. I would love to connect with you and help you, you know, create memories with your kids and be able to preserve their little voices as they grow up, because that's my favorite thing, to be able to listen to something my kids recorded even just last year.
Yeah.
To go back and listen to those changes and watch those changes. That is the best gift that we can give to our kids, this legacy of our adventures together.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's fun. Every time I listen to my own podcast and hear my daughter's voice, I'm like, wow, that's really, really awesome that I have her connected and she wanted to be a part of it. So, and I thank you. I just want to thank you again, Yong, for inspiring me to do what I've been thinking about for a very long time. It's the actual perfect platform. A podcast is the perfect platform for me because I prefer to speak rather than write. And you've made it so easy for me and so many other people. And for that, I am grateful. So with that said, I want to thank you, Yong, for being here today on this casual conversation of the Market Your Biz Better podcast.
It's been my absolute pleasure to be here. And I look forward to seeing what all of your listeners are going to create after they listen to this episode.
Yeah, I'm sure. And we will make sure that they tag you so that you can hear and see what they've come up with. So thanks again, everybody, for listening to this casual conversation with Yong Pratt. I will see you and you will hear me on the next episode. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Hey, thanks again for listening to this episode of the Market Your Biz Better podcast. I absolutely love connecting you to the people who help me market my biz better. I know there are tons of podcasts that you can listen to, so I'm pretty excited that you've chosen to listen to mine. Now, I want you to hop on over to the show notes, use all those links that we dropped over there for you that we mentioned in this episode, and I will see you next time. Now go market your biz better.